out there I'm a sharp knife. Written by Infrequency. Fandom 17. Read by Pieces of Stars. Jung-han regrets not finding better clothes before entering the door. The shorts were too long for his thin frame way back when, but they're too short for him now, and they make him look like a gangly teenager. The t-shirt he shrugged on is bleach-stained and hangs loose around his shoulders. His reflection in the hall mirror is rumpled and unkempt. But the person on the other side of the door is only Sung-chul. Only. Which is too informal for whatever this thing between them has folded itself into. He calls at any hour of the night, and Jung-han lets him in. And it's sort of pathetic. There is no reason to impress someone who spent the last handful of hours traveling. It's late as well. Damn near 3 a.m. The latch pops open and Sung-chul shoulders inside of the apartment with his roller bag in tow. Wheels against the hardwood overtake the silence. Sung-chul barely grunts a hello in his direction, and Jung-han makes a show of sighing. Or tries. Comes out like a distressed whine instead, closer to how he feels. Please look at me. I like when you look at me. Instead, Jung-han sniffs. You could say hi. Crossing his legs at the ankles. He's too tired to be annoyed, but Jung-han angles his tone to suggest that he could be. Or thank you, even. He could be a lot of things, especially when Sung-chul's response is to pull a face. A barely concealed eye roll that Jung-han knows is more about his mother fussing about their late luggage than Jung-han's ask. It takes Sung-chul some minutes of practiced self-filtering to get to where they always go. Sung-chul's concession, and Jung-han victorious. Sung-chul's pride will always deflate in the face of getting laid. I'm sorry. Sung-chul exhales. His head and shoulders droop, and the waves of his grown-out hair bounces with it. Sorry for waking you. His eyes are so tired that Jung-han almost asks, do you just want to sleep tonight? But that's not the relationship they have. Just looking at him makes Jung-han's stupid heart squeeze, so he lets it slide. He might have missed Sung-chul. Just a little bit. Do you want tea? Jung-han crosses the floor to the counter. Sung-chul gives him a non-committal lift of his shoulder that Jung-han knows means yes. They always come back to this place, standing in the middle of Jung-han's tiny kitchen, and Sung-chul with his bare feet and tired eyes, hands on Jung-han's waist with his chin hooked over a shoulder. Missed you, Sung-chul says, the words tumbling out in a heavy breath. His breath is warm at where Jung-han's shoulder meets his neck, his soft lips following. The hands at Jung-han's waist squeeze, thumbs seeking out skin if only to feel closer. Thank you for letting me stay. Pressing his nose to the collar of Jung-han's shirt, Sung-chul inhales him in. Something blooms inside of Jung-han. The tea kettle sings. Anytime, he says, quiet. Which tea? He'd met Sung-chul on his first week in Daegu. They'd been at some club filled to the brim with expats. Too sloppy, too loud, too rowdy for Jung-han's tastes, despite one of them being his ride home. They'd ended up in some awful-themed motel that had made Jung-han laugh, and Sung-chul apologized over and over again. The sex, thankfully, hadn't been as atrocious as the lime-green walls or the horribly aggressive shower pressure. Now, every time Jung-han sees a crown-shaped object that reminds him of the mirrored headboard, he sends it to Sung-chul. Then Jung-han had moved into a more permanent housing situation, and Sung-chul had somehow wriggled into his life fast enough to go from standing awkwardly outside the glass doors and bowing to the kind elderly woman who lives two floors down, to standing in his underwear in Jung-han's apartment, wailing at the stove when the ramyun broth bubbles and hits his chest in flecks. It's not dating. The thing is that Sung-chul, for all of his tenderness, scratches an itch inside of him. Who could ever want for anything less than this? His co-workers at the school all gasp and prod for information when Jung-han unpacks his lunch, made by Sung-chul's mother, but missed you. Sung-chul's breath crawls up Jung-han's skin, warming the hollow of his thigh. He's on this thing now in some quest to be the most annoying man on earth, probably, where he needs to tease Jung-han until he's absolutely pissed off enough to yank at Sung-chul's hair, force him to move faster. Right about now, Jung-han is too exhausted to care about win or lose. He squirms when Sung-chul laps at the head of his cock, fingers twisted in the sheets. Canes, chin tucked under the collar of his bleach-stained shirt. He's sure he looks fucking ridiculous right now. Eyes bloodshot, knobby knees splayed in different directions, hair knotted from turning his head back and forth. Sung-chul dips in lower, and Jung-han's stomach concaves.
Sung-chul,
he starts, whiny. Jung-han's brain is full of water and seaweed and fish, too much floating behind his eyes. He wishes he was more awake for this. Give Sung-chul what he needs. Take what he wants. He'd offered to let Sung-chul ride his fingers, or let him fuck Jung-han's tired mouth, but he'd insisted on this as a show of chivalry.
You're letting me stay.
Sung-chul had kissed against his mouth, hand already down Jung-han's shorts, groaning. His hand, always overwarm, had stroked him to fullness in the kitchen, pressing Jung-han's back against the tiny kitchen cart. Thank God for locked wheels.
This is me thanking you.
Long eyelashes fan against Sung-chul's hollowed cheeks. His brows furrow, concentrated, taking Jung-han deeper. Laser-focused intensity, sliding back up the shaft until the head is between his lips, then down again. He looks so fucking ridiculous. His mouth is heaven. Jung-han fucks up into his mouth, letting out a satisfied bark of laughter at the tiny mm of surprise that follows. Some of the water drains, energy sinking back into him, using that to reach out for Sung-chul's head, pressing him down.
It's 3 in the goddamn morning.
Jung-han's voice comes out scratchy, like chicken wire. Like how he gets when Sung-chul attaches himself to Jung-han's side when he's barely awake. You run too hot, you smell like farts, you snore in my ear, you loser. You're being a menace.
Make me fucking come,
he growls, finally annoyed enough,
so I can go to sleep.
Jung-han's sister used to prod and poke at him about Sung-chul spending the night.
Opa, if he's always there, why not just make it official?
Jung-han remembers that first awkward dinner with Sung-chul's brother. Remembers the awful pit in his chest when Sung-chul's dog had taken one look at him and shit on the floor. Thank goodness that Goguma isn't a judge of character that matters. Much. Maybe he's not made for this. To be in someone's life full-time. Being a boyfriend is a huge commitment, but the more it filters through his brain, the more he realizes he's well past one foot in the door. Sung-chul's mother greeting him with soft hands on his cheeks, calling him one of her sons. The Pyrex bowls he dutifully returns to her every week through Sung Chol, and the meals he brings by to ensure he doesn't starve. Sung Chol with tears at his waterline, Jung Han quite literally inside of him, fingers laced over Sung Chol's stomach, and him sniffling, brown eyes wide. "You know I'm yours, right?" He's not so stupid to think that Sung Chol doesn't love him. He knows that Sung Chol knows how he feels. Vastly more complicated than something so black and white. "What's right isn't always easy," Sung Chol's father had said. He'd said it about his son's past relationship. Something that had made Sung Chol tear his gaze away, ashamed. Jung Han had taken the knowledge and locked it away. What's easy isn't always right, either. Sung Chol is snoring from a cot on the floor when Jung Han wakes up. The stupid shirt, the most offending piece of fabric at 4 o'clock in the morning when you're clawing at each other and trying to fuck, is torn to shreds.
"Do you think you're hot shit for that?"
Jung Han had snarled, wincing at Sung Chol pushing into him.
"I've had that since high school. What am I supposed to wear now?"
He didn't give a fuck about the shirt, and Sung Chol's eyes were too focused on Jung Han's hole sucking him in. "You're just so hot. What am I supposed to do with you?" he'd mumbled, hitching a leg over his shoulder before driving into Jung Han over and over and... He checks his phone for the time, then after assessing his sore muscles, pads into the bathroom. From a cursory glance in the mirror, Jung Han looks absolutely fucked up. Not that his resting state had been anything worth writing home about, unless you're the snoring lunkhead on Jung Han's bedroom floor, apparently. But he's seen better days. That first night they'd hooked up, Sung Chol had surprised Jung Han a little, asking about his boundaries.
"You're just..."
Sung Chol had started up, then immediately lost steam. His thought had trailed off into lame silence, pulling his hand back from Jung Han's wrist as if stung. When people look at Jung Han, he knows what they think of him, what it means when they double take. Sung Chol had looked at him once and let his eyes linger, as if to consume him. Jung Han smiled, leaned in. "What am I?" "There's no one like you out there."
Such a terrible line to admit to falling for.
But Jung Han had, and it haunts him. And it was a terrible fucking line. One that had made even Sung Chol break into coughing laughter.
"Sorry, that was so bad, but your face is so..."
But Jung Han still peels the layers back one by one. "When you say that you want to be me, what does that mean?" Jung Han had asked. He's got lines of his own, tucked away like weapons, flung out like knives. "How do you see me?" Sung Chol is awake and sweeping up a mess when Jung Han makes it out to the kitchen.
"Can you stop breaking things in my house?"
Jung Han asks, nudging him over for the kettle. The greasy paper bag on the countertop catches his attention, but Jung Han smells the contents and frowns.
"You know I can't have eggs, right?"
"Ye of such little faith," Sung Chol says, full-mouthed, hip checking him back. There are crumbs all over his round red face. He looks like a child.
"You've been complaining about wanting a pastry from that one bakery. I knew you'd never get it yourself."
Jung Han snaps his mouth shut, teeth clinking together. "Oh. Oh." That feeling of dread in his chest comes back twofold.
"There's this, I guess, like, joke about people like us. Not being able to identify whether they want someone or want to be someone. And with you, I can never put my finger on it. That's so weird, right?"
like, objectively, you are the hottest person I have ever been with. But you're also the kindest in your own weird little way. Don't look at me like that. I'm not... No. Please don't turn away from me. It's just that I like being with you. I like what we have. I like that you always eat my mom's cooking even when you insist it's too much. And humor my dad's bad jokes. That you do things with me and my brother. And make time for people in your life. Even if it's your least favorite coworker or your sister. Or me. I'm just someone and you're everything. Don't you know that? Jonghana. Yun Jonghan. No. Jagya, don't. Are you crying? What makes you so sure? Is what he didn't say back then. Not ever knowing what would come next. But Jonghan says it now. Breath shaking as the words leave him. About me. How do you know? Seungchul bites into his egg sandwich nonplussed. His chubby fingers comb through the knots in his hair, one corner of his mouth turning up. He always looks at Jonghan like he's the reason for seeing. Jonghan can't fucking stand it. I know. You kind of suck, you know? Jonghan's hand itches to smack him, but decides against it. It's better to not distract him. Still, Seungchul's lip twitches, knowing, before letting out a wet, open-mouthed laugh around his food. But I've said everything I need to say about you, and I do mean it. Even if you're calling me outside of my name in bed, without my express consent, mind you. Okay, Jonghan replies, crossing his arms. Okay, well that's not... He remembers Seungchul not minding being called outside of his name, begging to hear it again. Oppa, please. Oppa, be all what I am for you. Oppa. You're horrible too, Jonghan decides. And Seungchul smirks? Ugh. Tell me about it. You keep breaking my things, for one. Jonghan jabs a finger at the trash can. And you've made a huge mess in my living room already when you don't live here. And you smell awful all the time and stare at me when I sleep like a poor man's Edward Cullen. Raising an eyebrow, Seungchul crumbles the paper bag, takes the cellophane from Jonghan's hand, sets the half-drunk tea mug into the sink. He knows where everything is in Jonghan's apartment. Retraced his steps to come back here despite spilling his guts and getting nothing in return. Letting him in had been some small recompense, mea culpa, and... He's smiling at Jonghan again, even more smug. How does anyone muster up that much pride and self-assurance? I know you love me. Jonghan's stomach drops to his ass. Obviously. Braggart. Maybe that's why Jonghan keeps avoiding it. Jonghan crosses his arms. But I'm not happy about it. What's good isn't always easy, he thinks. Giving in eventually. Smiling the way he did when Seungchul had confessed. But why should it be hard? The end. Thank you for listening.